Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Tuesday, Yahias.
I understand you're kicking off with African soccer?
Yes, Yahias, and joining us once again on the Voice of America from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, let's kick off in Rwanda, which is hosting a regional championship tournament. But some bad news for the Rwandans. They've been disqualified from the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying competition. VOA! How about some details for our VOA football fans, David?
On the sunny side of sport, I have reported on some pretty bizarre things. But to the best of my knowledge, this is the first time, Sonny, I've reported about one footballer who's actually two footballers. If he plays in Rwanda, his name is Daddy Birori, and he plays for the Rwanda national team, who are known as the Wasps. He scored a hat-trick against Libya, and he helped Rwanda qualify for the group stage of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. However, if he plays in the Democratic Republic, he plays for Vita Club, who are into the semifinals of the CAF Champions League, and he goes by the name of Ajiti Tadi Etekiama. Now, what CAF have discovered is Birori and Etekiami are the same player. So it's Rwanda, it's Birori, and in DR Congo, it's Etekiami. CAF are not amused by this, Sonny, needless to say, and what they've done is they've disqualified Rwanda from the 2015 qualifiers. They were in Group A with Sudan, South Africa, and the title holders, Nigeria. And into Group A come Congo Brazzaville, who were eliminated after a penalty shootout by Rwanda. So the new Group A consists of Nigeria, South Africa, Sudan, and Congo Brazzaville. On a higher note for the Rwandans, they've been very successfully hosting the CECAFA Paul Kagame Cup for clubs. That's an annual competition for clubs in the east and central regions of Africa. The group stage has just been completed, Sonny, and if we look at the three groups, Group A, the qualifiers are Rayon Sport of Rwanda, Azam of Tanzania, and I'm very proud to say Little Atlabara from South Sudan. Well done to them, the first club from South Sudan to make it past the group stage. In Group B, the qualifiers are KCCA of Uganda, APR of Rwanda, and Atletico Olympique of Burundi. Because Group C had only four clubs instead of the other groups having five, they had just two qualifiers. They were Police of Rwanda and one of the great African campaigners, El Merak of Sudan. In that group were the defending champions, Vitalo of Burundi, but on the away goal rule, they lost out. The leading scorer so far with three goals is John Boko from Azam. And then if we look at the quarterfinals draw, Police of Rwanda will play Atletico of Burundi. And then in an all-Rwanda clash, it's Rayon against APR. You then have a really spicy one, I believe, Azam of Tanzania against Merak of Sudan. And last but certainly not least, KCCA of Uganda against Atlabara of South Sudan. Now, what they're playing for, among other things, Sonny, is pride, of course, and also some nice prize money. The first club gets $30,000, the second $20,000, and the third $10,000. And that money is put up by the president of Rwanda, Paul Kagame, after whom the competition is named.
David, as you mentioned, Rwanda now out of the 2015 Cup of Nations qualifying tournament. And lots of doubts about Sierra Leone because of the Ebola crisis. How about an update?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Sonny. As I mentioned last week, I felt Sierra Leone were going to have a big problem finding a neutral venue, and that's exactly what has transpired. Sierra Leone wanted to play their home games in Ghana, but unfortunately, because of the risks to Ghana, the government there have had to very politely but firmly say no. And Sierra Leone are now talking about playing their home games in either the Gambia or in Morocco. But I, Sonny, feel there are going to be similar problems. The situation is very simple. If Sierra Leone were to come to, let's call it country X, and then suddenly there was an outbreak of Ebola there, the government would be in major trouble. The public would be up in arms. It's no slight whatsoever against the Sierra Leone Stars. What Sierra Leone are planning to do for their opening game, which is away to the Ivory Coast in Abidjan, is they're going to select an all foreign-based squad. So all the players will come from Europe or Asia. There will be no local Sierra Leone players in the squad. But of course, the coaches, led by Johnny McKinstry, a young coach from Northern Ireland, they are based in Sierra Leone, and they will be tested for Ebola, and then, assuming they get cleared, they will get certificates, Sonny, from the World Health Organization, which will allow them to travel. But it's a very messy situation. But, of course, there have been Ebola deaths also in Guinea, who are in the competition, and also in Nigeria, who are in the competition. And talking of Nigeria, Sonny, the Sutu's under-20 team, they were barred by their government from traveling to Nigeria to fulfill an African Youth Championship qualifying fixture. But because CAF gave Nigeria the green light for this match to go ahead, sadly for Little Lesotho, they're disqualified. But this Ebola virus crisis is, you can feel it. It's gradually becoming more and more involved into the football situation. And I fear a lot more drama to come in the coming weeks, especially with these first African Cup of Nations matches due in early September.
David, in African women's football, let's give a sunny side of sports shout out to Nigeria, which has reached the semifinals at the FIFA Under-20 World Cup in Canada. Can you give us some details about the Nigerian girls?
Yes, Sonny, and they did it in some style. They played New Zealand in the quarterfinals, and they won by 4-1, and they played very well indeed. I've been staying up till 4 o'clock in the morning, South African time, to watch some of these games, and I feel it is time well spent. You don't get the cynical fouls that we see in the male game of football. The referee is respected. And what's also nice is that virtually every team I've watched have been hell-bent on scoring goals. They have very much an attacking philosophy, and that's certainly true of the Nigerians. They're now through to the semifinals, where they will play North Korea. North Korea are a country who do very well in these women's underage competitions, so they will be formidable foes. And we've already seen what the North Koreans are capable of. They beat Ghana in the league stage of the competition by 3-0. So the Nigerians certainly deserve to be confident, but not overconfident. But I've got a hunch, Sonny, that this Nigerian side are going to go on to the final. And if they reach the final, they would face either Germany, who beat the host Canada 2-0 in the quarterfinals, or a very impressive French side. But they came up against an equally impressive defensively South Korean side. They were put under a lot of pressure by the French, but they held out for 120 minutes. And then in the penalty shootout, the French emerged victorious. So some tough matches ahead for the Nigerians. But the sunny side of sport wishes the Super Falconets all the best in their quest to become world under-20 women's champions.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Now let's go to Spain, where Barcelona Football Club formally introduced Uruguayan bad boy Luis Suarez on Tuesday. The controversial Suarez is serving a 4-month ban imposed by FIFA, World Football's governing body, for biting Italian defender Giorgio Chiellini during a World Cup match June 24th. The 27-year-old striker was initially banned from all football activities, But the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled last week that Suarez can train with Barca and play club friendlies. The Uruguayan star played his first minutes in a Barca shirt on Monday in a friendly against the Mexican side, Lyon. Speaking at a news conference in Barcelona Tuesday, Suarez promised there'll be no more biting.
I tried to forget this game and the situation as well. And it's a difficult moment for me. And I say to all the fans that don't worry for that because I don't do it anymore that. And I know in the football every time the media or something criticizes you and myself and... But it's no matter for me, and I try for Fernando.
Luis Suarez says he wants to put the biting scandal behind him and concentrate on playing for Barcelona. His first official match for the club is expected to be in late October. Barcelona acquired Suarez last month from Liverpool in a deal reportedly worth more than $100 million, making Suarez one of the most expensive players in world football history. Check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog at blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Voice of America intern Daniel Brown steps up to the plate as guest blogger in the latest post titled Pitching Prodigy Monet Davis. Monet is 13 years old, and she recently made history as the first girl to pitch a shutout at the Little League Baseball World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Daniel writes that Monet has been getting kudos from various sports personalities, including basketball stars.